Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. As part of an agreement with Israel, Hamas has released an additional 11 hostages, the White House confirming the extension of the ceasefire agreement for two more days. In return for the released hostages, Israel will free 33 Palestinian detainees, with the majority being children. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona was caught on camera butchering a popular quote by the late former President Ronald Reagan. Cardona, speaking to the Western Governors Association winter meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming yesterday, said,
I think it was President Reagan said, we're from the government. We're here to help.
The context of his comments centered on the federal government working with state governors on funding priorities related to education. But what Reagan actually said was, the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help, actually referring to how the government tends to be inefficient, that instead of helping, it often causes harm. American funding for Israel and Ukraine could be bundled together.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer intends to present a bill linking funding for Israel and Ukraine to the Senate floor as early as next week.
Aid to Israel, Ukraine, humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza and the Indo-Pacific are all related and demand bipartisan cooperation.
President Biden is urging Congress to allocate $106 billion for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border funding. However, Republicans are insisting on border policy adjustments as a condition for any spending bill, impeding crucial aid to U.S. allies. That's according to Schumer. On the other hand, House Republicans are advocating for a separate approval of funding for Israel and Ukraine. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Musicians Hall & Oates, in a career of nearly 50 years, have sold 40 million albums and had 19 songs hit the top 10 on various charts, 9 of which went to number 1. Now, Hall is suing Oates over their catalog. Lance Pry has more.
Musician Daryl Hall's lawsuit against music partner John Oates is exposing the music rights business, something we don't see very often on What Actually Takes Place. The growth of music streaming music, coupled with the increase in licensing opportunities in TV shows, movies, video games, etc., is increasing the value of holding song rights and making them lucrative investments. Hall's lawsuit against Oates is an attempt to stop the sale of some original music rights. Years ago, Hall & Oates sold some of their catalog. Now it appears that Oates recently agreed to sell at least some of his remaining rights. Katy Perry sold her catalog recently, 5 albums for $225 million outright.
Cursive writing making a comeback in California schools as a recent law mandates the instruction of cursive or joined italics handwriting from grades 1 through 6 starting this January. However, some think students could better utilize their time by getting more contemporary skills like coding and keyboarding. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, welcome to Bill Martinez. We are live. Great to have you with us. We're going to have Cheryl Chumley joining us in just a moment, the Washington Times online opinion editor and author of her latest book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. We're also going to be talking about Donald Trump with all his indictments. He's still beating the bumbling Biden, as Cheryl writes about, and we'll bring Cheryl on now. Cheryl, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. It's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
I always enjoy this time with you, Cheryl, because you cause me to be, be ready, to be prepared. And that's important for our audience because we want to enlarge the thinking and challenge the thinking of our audience in such a way, because I often say that you must own your own knowledge. Cheryl is brilliant. She brings a lot of experience to the game here and a lot of wisdom, but don't just take our word for it, take her word from it. It's important that you do your own research and own your own knowledge. Don't take the talking heads for granted, right, Cheryl?
Absolutely. Look, in my books, I go heavy on the notes because I want people to do their own research, right? Mm-hmm. And when I write a column for the Washington Times, I link where I get my facts from because I think it's imperative that people in this day and age, especially with artificial intelligence, where you mm-hmm. can skew videos and things like that, you have to do your own research. And it makes your own perspective a lot stronger as well.
See, Cheryl, you're not copping out like the other journalists today that use anonymous reporting and have abandoned tried and true journalistic principles. You actually do the hard work, research, and, have references listed there so they know that you're just not making this stuff up.
It's funny you say that, Bill, because it sort of gives me a smile when I hear reporters and journalists refer to themselves as investigative reporters and investigative journalists, because traditionally, historically, that's your job as a journalist anyhow, to investigate and present as many sides of the stories as you possibly can. And that just doesn't happen these days.
Well, the problem that we have in America today, I've maintained, is that professional journalists are few and far between. They've abandoned their right to exist in what the covering of the First Amendment gives them, the right to a free and fair press. We need a free and fair press to hold those in power accountable, because they haven't. We are where we are today, unhinged and in chaos, and America's citizens are wondering what the heck happened here, right?
Well, I guess I can answer both those questions about journalists and just in general what the heck has happened in America in one word, morals, right? Mm. The moral degradation. And it's interesting you bring up about how journalists have sort of abandoned their core duties, because years ago, Pew Research Center did this amazing survey where they looked at journalists in America, and they found that a lot of journalists self-identify as independent, and that's great, right? It sounds like, oh, we have a whole field of journalists out there who are just fair-minded and open-minded. Well, and then you start breaking down what they support by cause or mm-hmm. campaign or principle or platform, and it's all Democrat, right? Mm-hmm. It's all the pro-abortion, it's all the LGBTQ type of agenda, and it's so much in with the Democrat camp that you can't say in America we have a morally compassed media, because by and large, most of them are also secular and atheist.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's unfortunate, because when you have a biased media such as we have today, but it's really gone beyond bias, it is so committed to Democratic causes, as you said, Cheryl, that it prejudices everything. And it leads people to believe that, our publications today are government owned and operated.
Yeah, it's more a hateful media that we have in America right now. And I think Donald Trump was not out of line when he called the press the enemy of the people. Because mm-hmm. if you look at what much of the press does nowadays, it's to take the far leftist talking points and then just run with it in their, you know, publications and on their video channels and so forth, and then support those government narratives with anonymous sources and highly placed or well-placed anonymous sources. Mm-hmm. And you just get people nowadays who get their news off X, formerly Twitter, and read a headline, and they think, wow, I have the facts on my side.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're embarrassed to find out afterwards. And this is what happened with the Black Lives Matter movement, Antifa, and on and on. These mostly peaceful protests that were taking place in the Summer of Love, right? And you had CNN and these other media outlets reporting that, it's not so bad. You know, doing $2 to $4 billion of damage in your community, somehow that could be a good thing, right?
Yeah, and you know, Bill, they did the same thing, and by they, I mean, you know, members of the mm-hmm. media, which I'm part of the media as well, right. But the media did the same thing back when Occupy Wall Street versus the Tea Party movement was coming mm-hmm. to the forefront in America, and I saw personally fellow media members, and then watched with alarm as the national media covered the Tea Party as if they were looking for every little thing, that they were leaving trash, that they were starting fights, that they were violent and so forth, while at the same time turning blind eyes to the rapes and the attacks and then the property destruction that went forth with alarming regularity with the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Exactly. And you bring up a good point here, Cheryl, and that is that anytime there was a Tea Party event, they left the place better than the way they found it. They made a point of cleaning up after themselves. So here it is, the Tea Party, by contrast, a conservative group, was interested in holding our government into account, balancing a budget, spending our taxpayer money wisely for the benefit of all, instead of, this slow creep that when it got to the other side, and it's almost like we're on the downhill side of it. This is why I keep telling people, Cheryl, that the reason that things seem to be moving with such rapidity is we're on the downside of the hill here, and it's picking up momentum.
You know, you raise a good point, and it's a point that nobody wants to talk about, but it's a point that we really need to harp on. This country, and historically, if you look at republics anyhow, they don't last. They don't last as long as our republic has been blessed to last. And part of the reason that America has lasted so long is that, by and large, we've been a faith-filled group of people, right? Our country has historically gone to church. We were founded on a quest for religious freedom, and that has carried us well into this going into this next century of a republic. But Democrats, by and large, are abandoning their faith-filled past. They're growing secular. They're growing vicious atheists, and they're attacking God on all public stages. And that is really the last wall that has to crumble in America before we see utter collapse. It's God, or we have a country of big government, and you know where that leads. That's communism.
Exactly. Well, you're exactly right, Cheryl, that really that's the linchpin of it all. And that is, we're back to the Garden of Eden. Did God really say we're going to elevate the opinions of man over God Almighty who created everything? So this is why, I mean, this whole idea of climate change and this really, it's the new modern religion to replace God, but they're so disingenuous about it. You know, they can't quite come to that conviction to say they want to replace God, but they'll dance around it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
It's more than shocking, and you can think in some of these events, you know, what's next? That they're actually going to perform a sex change operation on one of the main stages of this parade event that's taking place?
Yeah, look, the LGBTQ movement community, however you want to term it, has a right to exist, has a right to freedoms, and is loved by God as much as you and I are loved by God, right? Mm-hmm. So let's just make that clear. They're not loved any less by God, but the wickedness and evil that they bring forth on the public, that's something that we need to fight. And I think too many Christians, too many American patriots just in general have been reluctant to engage in that fight and call out the evil as evil because it's been very uncomfortable for them to think mm-hmm. that they're judging others. Well, you're not judging the people, but you are judging the actions. And exactly. These people are going after our youngest, our children.
Yeah, without a doubt. Cheryl Chumley is our guest, the Washington Times online opinion editor and author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. The point you make here, Cheryl, is so important, and that has to do with the discernment of good and evil. I was reading the other day in one of my devotion pieces in reviewing the book of Hebrews, in the 5th chapter and the 14th verse, you sense that the apostle is grabbing the church by the shoulders and shaking them, saying, you got to get off the baby formula. You need to be eating solid food in terms of spiritual nourishment, because it is maturity that allows you to understand the difference between good and evil. You know, it's just like our kids. Our kids are young. How much do they know about good and evil? They haven't developed themselves to the point to really understand the difference. And we have adults, we have grown people in churches today whose whose commandment from God is that they would be mature, that they would be the guardrails of society, particularly those of faith would be the guardrails of society to know the difference between good and evil. But we are warned, you know, we are warned that there would come that time when we would call good evil and evil evil good. And here we are, Cheryl, we're realizing exactly what the Bible said would happen.
And where's the Black Robe Regiment, right?
Yes.
Where are those bold proclaimers of the truth from the church? Now, there are a few, right? There are a few, and I'm sure you know quite a few yourself in the church community who are unafraid to speak truth. But we saw under the coronavirus, under 3 years of the coronavirus, that churches closing on demand from exactly. government bureaucrats. There were no laws passed requiring churches to close, because had there been, there would have been a mass outrage about it, right? And an uproar, people talking about First Amendment freedoms and so forth. But it was done quietly, and it was done under guise of protecting people and saving their health and so forth.
Well, they scared the heck out of them. That's what
they did. It was fear.
That's what they did. Yeah.
Which is discernment lesson number one. If it's rooted in fear, it's not of God, right?
Exactly.
But there were too many churches who bent to that fear. And that told me that, wow, our nation is really on perilous times, because the foundations have shifted so much that we're now looking to government, not God, for our liberties and our rights.
Well, and what they did was so illegal. I mean, look what's happening now. The government has to rewind and businesses have to rewind some of these firings of people that wouldn't get vaccinated, right? And they're getting back pay, and all these things are being done kind of silently in the background, because the whole basis of emergency authorization, Cheryl, as you well know, there had to be no other solution that could address the pandemic. If there was, an EAU would not have had any legal standing whatsoever. And this is, again, in time, you know, you and I, we were called conspirators. We were canceled from our media platforms and maligned. And once again, the truth of God wins out, right?
It does win out. And it's a little bit humorous and simultaneously a little bit maddening how, like you said, it's being sort of quietly walked back. And I say, let the lawsuits fly, right?
Yes.
I'm not litigious by nature. I don't, there are a lot of lawsuits out there that should not be going forward. But on this, on the mandates, on the forced vaccinations, which aren't even vaccinations, they're shots, of private and public employees, I just say let the lawsuits fly. Yeah. So, and send such a strong message that it would never happen again where government can mandate untested and experimental shots in the arms of Americans.
Well, the thing that's interesting, I was talking to a friend of mine who just came down with COVID, her and her son. And I said, wow. And the way they had described it to me. I said, this is like the flu.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like a bad cold, right? And she goes, not even a bad cold. Maybe a light flu is what it is. And so I go, so for all the histrionics we went through, and I understand, Big Pharma and some of these doctors that, supported, you know, I believe, this health narrative, which I believe was on its surface, was so wrong on so many levels and dangerous because of what it was asking people to do, are being, you know, the truth is exposing them. And how are they going to, you know, walk back this information? But they probably are saying, well, the reason, you know, there's such a minor effect is because of the vaccinations. Well, you know, that's a general sense because a lot of people didn't get vaccinated. You know, I didn't get vaccinated. And what I did during the process was that I kept having about every 60 days or so, I was having my immune system tested because I just wanted, you know, being a reporter on these things and having this platform, I wanted to be able to report to my audience just from one man's experience. Here's what's going on. Not that it was doctrinal. It was just saying, hey, look, I think that we're missing out on the cumulative intelligence of 340 million people who are experiencing different aspects of COVID. And this is their result with the vaccine or without vaccine. And I believe that, unfortunately, our health resources have limited that information, you know, in order to keep us in fear and keep us from really knowing the whole truth of this to make a really smart decision. An informed decision with our doctor. What a novel concept, right?
Well, the lies were evident early on. If you didn't allow the fear to cloud your thinking, then you could see just in the very first week of the coronavirus hitting at America's soils that there were lies and deceptions and spins and so forth as part and parcel of the narrative. And if you didn't buy into the lies, the next thing you should have at least noticed were the conflicting statements because you turn on CNN and one doctor says this, you turn on Fox News, another doctor says that. And so that tells you as an individual, as a thinking free American, that the choice should always have been yours, right?
Exactly.
So that's the big takeaway here.
Mm-hmm.
Because government's going to do what government does, try and grow its power, but we can never allow individual choice to be taken again. Mm-hmm.
You know, you made reference to the black robes, and the fact of the matter is, you know, when Jesus died on the cross and the Holy Spirit was released, the Holy Spirit's released in all of us who have faith in God and believe in Jesus. And we are the ones, you know, we need to come together because though there's a lot of, a lot of information out there and the rise of, you know, socialism and communism and some of these anti-God theories that are out there, the other thing that's happening is coexisting. At the same time, Cheryl, there are revivals that are taking place that the media doesn't want to talk about. And because it's not just that Satan is having his way with our world right now. It's also that God is demonstrating to people that he's still in charge, that this is his popcorn stand and that Satan will not win out, and that, you know, people of faith, as you had mentioned earlier, we need to draw from one another in pursuit of the truth because of these contravailing indicators and opinions that are flying out there.
Yeah, one big note of optimism to me is what you just described about the uprisings and shows of faith on college campuses in America, where really have been cesspools of moral depravity for years, right? And mm-hmm. out of that is springing evidence of God's Spirit alive and well in America, working through the very generation that has at its disposal such easy access to all these morally repugnant things.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. As part of an agreement with Israel, Hamas releasing an additional 11 hostages, the White House confirming the extension of the ceasefire agreement for 2 more days, Israel freeing 33 Palestinian detainees, the majority being children. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona caught on camera butchering a popular quote by the late former President Ronald Reagan. Cardona said,
I think it was President Reagan said, "We're from the government. We're here to help."
Reagan actually said the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." The exact opposite of what Cardona said. American funding for Israel and Ukraine could be bundled together. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer intending to present a bill linking funding for the countries as early as next week. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Being a discerner of that which is good or evil, right? I mean, because it's that obvious, you know. But understanding, you know, the ancient hatred for the Jews that has existed in the Arab nations. I mean, while these children are in the womb, they're being indoctrinated, you know, toward anti-Semitism. Are they not?
Yes, and hatred of the West, right? You know, how these terror groups want to do Israel, that's what they have in plan for America and the entire Western culture as well. Mm-hmm. So I think if you're not discerning, if you're not biblically based, then you don't have a solid concept of good versus evil, which means that you have to recognize that evil does exist in the world, mm-hmm. and it shows itself in terror organizations like Hamas. And you can't have diplomatic talks with these people because they just want to kill you, eradicate you, and wipe off your state from the face of the earth.
Yeah, how do you negotiate your demise, I guess, you know, from the river to the sea. And then, of course, the little Satan, the big Satan, and people are non-discerning to realize that America is next in line. And, oh, yeah, by the way, our border's been so wide open. We have terrorists coming into the country. We've already have a cartel network, a supply chain that goes into the interior of our country in all but maybe 8 states. It might be less than that because I think it was reported maybe about 60, 90 days ago that it was that cartels had tentacles in all but 8 states, but they're ever growing, so they may have covered those 8 states by now. God only knows. But Mayorkas, the Biden administration cares little for our national security, and they've let the gate wide open, meanwhile lying to the people, telling us that the gate is secured.
Yeah, cartels and radical Islamists, right, which I'm sure they have terror cells at a state and community near you. And let's not forget the Chinese nationals that were discovered crossing the border, too, which, you know, they've disappeared into parts unknown. So we've got this huge threat facing our nation right now, and a lot of it is due to the weakness of this puppet president in the White House. Even more of it is due to the failure of the American people to put God first.
Yeah. Well, and the fact of the matter is this current administration, an extension that I think most of us accept, is the third term of one Barack Hussein Obama. And this is what Barack Obama had seen in the fundamental transformation of our country, right?
Oh, yes. The fundamental transformation of our country, Barack Obama's favorite, mantra for America. Mm-hmm. And he was a president who did more damage in 8 years than we've seen Democrat presidents do in maybe 50 years. I mean, mm-hmm. he really, with his pen and phone way of governing and his total disregard for the Constitution and his real scorn for the American people, he has turned this nation down a path that is more akin to communism and collectivism than it is to a democracy, a republic, any of the things that founders gave us.
Yeah, and look at all the other people that jumped in with him. You know, Hillary Clinton. And, of course, we know her influences and who mentored her, but it was like this cabal that was taking place. Joe Biden, I don't see him as some intellectual genius that had an original idea. I think he went along to get along to be in this seat, in this power seat that he always dreamed about being in. And what an embarrassment to himself and to the American people, when you consider the presidents that have filled the seat in that Oval Office historically in our country.
Yeah, and we all saw just on Veterans Day how he stumbled and completely made a mockery of veterans in this country with the wreaths, and he didn't know which way to go. But we've all been watching with alarm his mental decline, but it's moved from the area of humorous and mocking to the arena of dangerous, and not just for America, because we would not have seen Hamas do such a bold, open terror attack on Israel if Donald Trump had been in the White House.
Clearly. And Putin would have been held in check. Xi also, and Rocket Man as well. I mean, Joe Biden has brought this country to the brink of World War III, Cheryl. I mean, you got to call it for what it is.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people have been saying that, myself as well, at times under this administration, that it seems very World War III out there. And it's time to rally around Christian principles and really dig deep and get a relationship with God, because if you don't have that, it's only to get bleaker and blacker. The forces who are enemies of America know they only have a year left of Joe Biden, and I suspect that they're going to try and do all their long-held strategies before he leaves the White House.
you know, without a doubt. And if not, they'll do everything they can to interfere with the next election to secure, if it's Joe Biden or at least a Democrat in office that they can control, which they have patternly been able to control over the years, time and again. I mean, it's quite clear with the exposure of and the writings of whether it's Miranda Devine, yourself, and Peter Schweitzer, in terms of how our elected officials have been captured by these foreign entities. And here it is. Whose interests are they most concerned with? Is it ours, or is it, you know, President Xi? Is it Putin? And yet Donald Trump, they accused him three ways to Sunday of being compromised. But there's no paper trail or any kind of smoking gun that would indicate that he took any money, you know, from these foreign entities. But yet we've got all kinds of smoke when it comes to the Biden brand, you know, coming from, you know, Ukraine, Russia, China, you know, go on and on. And we're talking, you know, potentially hundreds of millions of dollars involved here, Cheryl.
You raise a good point. And, you know, Donald Trump was indeed the great disruptor, right? And not simply because he was a member of the Republican Party when he ran for the presidency, because there are too many Republicans out there who have thrown in with the Democrats in terms of bringing forth a more globalist agenda to America than even Republican versus Democrat. And I think that's the greater concern here, that we don't just need a Republican in office or somebody better than Joe Biden. We need somebody like Donald Trump who recognizes the threat is globalism more than just simply the Democrat Party, because it's the globalists who are working through the Democrat Party, like Hillary Clinton and other powers who be, along with many in the Republican Party who have agreed with the idea that China is the next world power and that America needs to get in line and stand aside and allow China to take the or dominate on the world stage. So we need to consider the globalist agenda more than political parties at this point.
Well, sure, you're exactly right. But globalism is socialism, is it not?
I would say it's even more than that. It's communism / Marxism. And if you just want to put a word on it that nobody can argue with, it's collectivism, right?
Yes, right.
State above the individual. And that is a decimation of America, where we are all about the individual because we know our liberties and rights come from God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason, I guess, socialism, because the title of your book, number one. Mm-hmm. The other thing is I think people are hard to understand. You know, it's like you want to have a Jack Nicholson moment and A Few Good Men. You know, you can't handle the truth. It's communism. I mean, this is really where that, because all roads, I think it was Karl Marx, that all roads lead to communism. And that's where it's heading. I mean, clearly, because as you said, there's no individual rights. It's all about big government.
Yes. And, you know, it's the left really that plays with the language. They're very clever at disguising their communism or collectivism by calling it different things. You know, the Democrat Party itself is filled with communists nowadays, but really they started years and years ago and they called themselves progressives and Democrat progressives back when socialist used to be a dirty word. But look where we are now. We have open socialists serving in office, which I don't even understand how they can take the oath of office.
How do they do that?
How can they? They have to swear allegiance to the Constitution, and yet they stand in conflict to everything the Constitution stands for. So give it another, you know, couple of years, and then socialists will be leading to open communists serving in our politics.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Turn the Tea Party into pejorative. Like, what are they guilty of? Holding the government accountable? You know, doing what our Constitution says we have every right to do? Civic responsibility? Oh, no, they're bad people. They need to be maligned. They need to be put in those, in that basket of deplorables, as Hillary Clinton said, that are worthy of reprogramming. I mean, this is all very dangerous. You know, Cheryl, I don't know about you, but I want to send a bill. I want to send an invoice to Hillary Clinton. I want our money back. For the lie that she put out there on the Russian collusion, how many millions of dollars of the people's money did we spend because of that big lie? All on her. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't misreporting by some reporters that just, you know, didn't get all the facts. This was all orchestrated by her and her campaign. And then we send another bill to the so-called 51 intelligence officers that said that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, right?
And while we're at it, let's start sending out the bills now for the indictments that Donald Trump is fighting off while he's on the campaign trail for president, running against the president in power right now, who is in charge of sicking all these federal law enforcement agents and state law enforcement agents against Donald Trump, too. So, you know, I think the American people is well aware of the deep state type agenda that's running through our country and destroying our law and order and system of justice. And you can see part of that in recent polling of independents. They're not voting for Joe Biden. So who else are they going to vote for at this point?
Well, they need to vote for Donald Trump with a conviction of understanding that it's going to be bloody. This is, you know, what they did was a coup. And what needs to come back is a wrecking ball through the governmental institutions that you refer to that are so well entrenched and impossible to fire. But the deep state is deep. It is complex. And it's going to require somebody like a Donald Trump and the backing of, whether it's his party or independents, maybe some Democrats who might wake up with a conscience and realize that if we do not come against these malforces that have taken over our government, this great America idea is going to go into the ash bin of history.
We need a course correction. I agree completely. We can't have somebody come in and try and do the diplomatic dance with Democrats, because that'll be wasted 4 years of nothing happening except emboldening Democrats further. We need somebody who can take a sledgehammer to the evil forces that are really rapidly and brazenly trying to destroy America from within our own political system.
You know, I was talking with one expert, Cheryl, and I mentioned that the deep state has become, you know, the fourth branch of government. He says, Bill, I want to correct you. He goes, actually, there's three sub-elements to the deep state. And I said, yeah, and I go, he broke it down. He says, well, you got the administrative state, which is part of the deep state. You have the law enforcement, the FBI. Justice Department is another level of the deep state. And then you have all these NGOs, which is a third level. So we have, in essence, six levels of government that are in operation right now. I mean, look at the breakdown. When you really look at what's going on in the border, look down the road and you see all these NGOs that are participating in this illegal incursion and invasion that's happening at our southern border and even our northern border, for that matter.
Yeah, the non-governmental organizations have been sort of, they've been very difficult to cover over the years because they have that quasi-government status where they're sort of subject to public records and so forth laws, but they're sort of not. And so it makes it difficult to track where the money goes through them and so forth. And then when you add in big names like George Soros with the tentacles going in each and every direction of all the NGOs, it seems like it's very difficult to get to the truth of what these organizations do in terms of destroying American principles.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm glad you brought it back to the truth, because that's the bottom line. See, we don't know the truth. This is an old CIA dictum, is that you plead plausible deniability. We heard it first spoke, from the lips of Hillary Clinton publicly in the public square. But people need to understand, this is the order of the day within our government, is plausible deniability. That's why we have these endless hearings. And you see these people, and I go, what did you expect? Do you think all of a sudden, Christopher Wray is going to say, oh, you got me, I lied? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think we need to, and I just had a conversation with somebody about this. I think we need to give up the idea that we're going to see Hillary Clinton or Christopher Wray or Democrats, in handcuffs being led away to jail and so forth. That sounds great. It sounds great on the campaign trail, and it's a good way to rally people. But as for actually going for that in terms of realizing it, I think it's a time waster. And I think as Christians, we actually need to count on God to bring about the final consequences, and we just live this life staying within the realm of reality and trying to make policy differences, not put people in jail as much.
Yeah, you don't have to, you don't have to give up your faith in this process. Recently you wrote about Donald Trump, and with all the indictments and everything, he's still beating quote unquote bumbling Biden. Because there is a clear contrast here. You see, and I thought the contrast was quite clear in the 2020 election, but, people can decide whatever happened. I appreciate that over 60% of the country believes there were shenanigans an outright voter fraud. But like everything that runs in the government, we may not even realize and accept that voter fraud did in fact take place in 2020, though a majority of Americans believe that it's rather suspicious and they don't have confidence that there was a free and fair election. But here we have 2024 around the corner. And, you know, if we are at that critical point, you know, we cannot have another 2020 election. I think that that would be the undoing, the final death nail for America. What do you say?
Well, I think that there have been some states that were problematic before, and that's putting it in a nice way, right? Problematic, that have done the hard work of reforming and cleaning up some of the voter rolls, and they've also put in place protections so that maybe ballot stuffing or, you know, long distance voting isn't as frequent as it was under the years of the coronavirus, because of course that was the Democrats' big excuse to get everybody to stay home,
right,
and mail in their votes and so forth. And we don't have that this time. But we also have states and localities that have enacted some legislative reforms. And I do hope that people aren't dissuaded from voting. I hope that people actually go out and vote in the Republican Party and not think that what's the point. Because I do think that this time around, people are going to be ever watchful on the vote counting. And we've got polls that show that Trump is leading in five battleground states right now against Biden. It's only going to get more in Trump's favor as Biden stumbles more.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point in terms of Republican voting. Traditionally, Republicans have waited till the day, and the Democrats have been able to expose that as a weakness. And the Republicans need to match up. Voters need to match up with, you know, the pressure and the focus of voting as much as the Democrats do in order to level the playing field, if that's even possible, Cheryl.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing for me to say that Republicans should actually vote early. I get the strategy behind it, but I hate the idea that America has moved away from an election day, and we're not just on election week, we're actually on
a month,
it seems.
Exactly. Well, you got to play the rules that are out there. I'm like you. If it was me, if I was king for the day, I would say, look at one day. You know, we take the day off. We honor our civic duty. We honor this country and the great American idea. We go out and vote. And this idea that you can, you know, go to nursing homes and get people who have maybe 60 seconds of lucidity and capture a ballot from them is disgusting. And we know that this is what happened in the 2020 election. The Democrats and these operatives have no conscience. They're, you know, and Republicans want to play fair, but it's not fair. And they need to grow up and understand that this is a war. The Democrats see it as a war, and they're desperate, and they're not going to roll over easy. We must. Match the intensity. When I say we, I'm talking about people who care about their vote being counted.
And we have to recognize the evil, though, too, because there are plenty of Democrats who just, they don't care about the means so long as the end is the way they want it. And so they don't play fair. They're not ashamed of outright lies and deceptions. And if they're caught red-handed, why, they have their friends in the press to come in and cover for them. So we have to see the evil that's inherent in much of the political system nowadays. And not be taken off guard by it. We have to get ahead of it, actually.
Exactly. Cheryl Chumley, thank you for being with us. Cheryl is the Washington Times online opinion editor, author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom.
Thanks,
be blessed, Cheryl. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us to be a part of this movement to return to God. Because that is the answer. This is the solution to all the chaos. May God bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. And may his peace rest upon you. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of...